We're doing Iyov. We're up to what's called the 13th chapter. And Iyov has been saying, who could argue with me and show me that I'm wrong? Iyov says, I can't be silent because the silence would kill me. I know I'm in the right. So he turns to Hashem and he says, the following two things, please don't do to me, and then I'll be able to face up and talk to you. Firstly, is that during the argument, take your hand away. Don't hit me. And secondly, don't scare me. Allow me the capacity to talk. And then Iyov says, tell me, what have I done wrong? I'll do tshuva. Or I'll say my end of it. I'll present my case. Tell me where I'm wrong. Iyov says in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Kamali avonot v'chataot, how many sins do I have that's what you're paying me back for? Tell me. Where have I rebelled? Where have I sinned? I don't know of any sin that I've done. So tell me, God, what have I done wrong? And why is it that you afflict me like one who's afflicting a prisoner, and he doesn't even want to see his pain, so that he shouldn't have mercy on him? So too, you, Hashem, so to speak, are letting me suffer, and you're not looking. V'tachshiveni lo'oyev, you've treated me like an enemy, like someone who's rebelled, that it's as though you try your hardest to hurt me. And we know that Iyov isn't exaggerating. We know that the Satan was given the capacity to give Iyov every form of affliction he had. He could let him have it. Everything he had, every tool he had to hurt Iyov, he was allowed to use, so long as Iyov doesn't die. So when Iyov uses these terms, Iyov isn't exaggerating. He really is suffering every form of suffering that a human being could suffer. And Iyov says, do you waste your time over a leaf that's withered? Do you waste your time over a straw that's all dry? What am I? What am I worth that you focused on me to hurt me? Meaning, Iyov notes that this isn't nature. This can't just be happening. There's something going on here. How could it be that everything's befallen him? So Iyov says to God, what am I worth that you would focus on me to hurt me so? Pasuk Chafav, Ki tichtov alai merorot v'torisheni avonot ne'urai. You've written in your book, so to speak, anything rebellious that I did, anything wrong that I've done, so that you have it all set out before you. And Iyov says, you know, so I was a youngster, I was a teenager, I was a lad, so I didn't yet know how to... how to be complete in my service of you, Hashem. So that's what you're paying me back for the time I was young and I didn't live up to the way of life I should have. And Iyov says, Ki tichtov alai merorot, you write over me the things that I was merry, I was rebellious, v'torisheni, and it must be that you're giving me you're giving me, so to speak, as an inheritance. You're paying me back avonot neurai for the sins of the youth, when I was still young. V'tasem basad raglai v'tishmor kol orchotai al shorshei raglai titchake. Iyov said, you put me in shackles. Sad is some kind of a wooden instrument that they used. It was like shackles, but the person couldn't move. So Iyov says they'd like close, you know, like the Puritans had for a person's head. They put his head and hands inside. The stocks, right. So they had a similar thing for feet. So a person's feet were caught and he couldn't move. So that's a sad. So Iyov said, You put my feet in these shackles and this stock for the feet. V'tishmo kol ochotai. And after you've already ensured that I can't go anywhere, you watch wherever I go. V'tishmo kol ochotai. Now, you've shackled me. How could I get anywhere? What are you watching me for? Al shoshei raglai. So Eov says, "Al shoshei raglai titchake." Not only have you put my feet in this instrument, and not only are you watching everywhere I go, but you've added punishment to misery that you've tightened the sad, you've tightened this instrument, so it's digging into the roots of my feet. Al shoshei raglai, to the roots of my feet, titchake, so to speak. You've tightened the shackles so that they're eating away at my flesh, to the roots of my feet. Vehu, and this body that you're afflicting, kirakav yivle kevegin achaloash. This body, it's just gonna rot. It's just like something that rots. It will wither and pass. This body, it's like a garment that's eaten by moths. What's the point? This is your honor, to chase after my body? You're afflicting me physically, and for what? What's this body worth to afflict it so? So now Eov is going to proceed into a description of the human being. Adam, yelud isha ketzar yamim usvaroges. What is this human being? He's born of a woman, and his root, where is he coming from? He's coming from a human being, yeah? And he's coming from a woman who is really, what's a human being? Like Chazal say, chemet malet zoah, some vessel filled with dung, filled with blood. What's a human being? So he's born of a woman, and he is ketzar yamim, he has short days, usvaroges. And throughout his life, he has all kinds of fears. Well, what's life? What's the human being that you should waste your time over him? Ketzitz yatsa vayimal vayivrach katzil v'lo yamod. He's like a flower that just started blossoming, and we all know the end of the flower is that it's going to wither. So is the human being. We know that in a short time he withers. Vayivrach katzel, and he passes like a fleeting shade. Velo yamod, he doesn't stand. And Chazal said that David HaMelech expanded on this pasuk. Kitzel yameinu, David also said our days are like a shadow. What does it mean, like a shadow? The Medrash says you might think it's a shadow of a tree, a shadow of a building, something that lasts. So David HaMelech says no, it's like the shadow of a bird, that you have no time to even enjoy that shade. That's the shade of our lives. It's a fleeting moment. So Eov also is saying the same concept. Our days pass like the passing shadow. Af al ze pakachta einecha, and he's returning to his point. So over this lowly creature, the human being, you've opened your eyes. Voti tavi v'mishpat imach. And so you look over everything I do, and you're looking for what I might have done, a minuscule thing that was wrong, and I'm telling you I've done nothing wrong. And nonetheless, you've taken of your time to focus on this lowly being, to afflict him, to take him to task. So this is Eov's point in this section. What is the human being, and how could it be that you'll take of your time to afflict him? Now, what was Tzofar HaNa'amati telling him? Let's recall. He's responding to Tzofar. Remember? This whole section is his response to Tzofar. Tzofar had said, everything comes from God. He's watching over you. And depending on what you've done wrong, that defines how much you suffer. So Tzofar had told him, if you're getting it like this, you deserve it. Tzofar said, Harov dvarim lo yaneh. You speak so much, I'm not going to answer you. You deserve an answer. Just because you're talking so much doesn't mean you're right. If God would only talk to you, He'd tell you that things could be so much better if you'd be right. If things are happening bad, then it's your fault. There is hashgacha pratit. If you'd only prepare your heart, things would go good for you. And Chazal tell us that Eov's friends, their words are an example of onat dvarim. And the Gemara wants an example of a person who afflicts his fellow man. So the Gemara says, even in comforting a person who's suffering, Eov's friends are an example of how friends can afflict someone with their words when he's at his hardest moments. They're coming and they're telling him, well, things are going bad, must be you did something wrong, Eov. To which Eov is answering, wait a second, God, I've done nothing wrong. And how could it be that you, who are so great, are focused on me, who is so little? How could it be that you're focusing so much to punish me? And we're in the middle, Bezachem, we'll pick up over here.